Conversation on the Roof of Chungking Mansions by Goda Palakayate. Read by Aaron Kahn. Sound by Reese Archibald. Assisted by Joe Wood. Stage directions for performance with a failed dialogue to be developed as gritty realism and magical apocalypse. Welcome. Good evening. Does everyone have one of these pages? There are extra copies here, and there are also on the chairs copies of this page. This is from the theater brochure, not included in the show. I will not be reading this text aloud, so please take a moment to read this on your own silently. Thank you. Characters: King of Kowloon, Alpha, me or my friend, expat, poor men or women, Queenie, two cripples. King of Kowloon is building his shelter. Here he is, the most famous contemporary artist and poet from Hong Kong, Tsang Tzu-choi. He claims to be the king of Kowloon, the actual owner of the peninsula, and keeps demanding it back from the authorities. Both of his legs were severely injured by a falling garbage bin in 1987. Since then, he spends most of the time in the streets, writing calligraphy on all accessible surfaces. This, according to some opinions, is indistinguishable from graffiti or vandalism. The content of his work is mostly composed of wisdom and rather insulting statements against whoever happens to be in control of Hong Kong. Although he does not present himself as a professional artist, he is being presented this way by others. Still, it was not the political dimension and profoundly anti-colonialist, anti-communist, and anti-capitalist character of his work that made King of Kowloon well known in Hong Kong and abroad. It is his madness that catches people's attention. Throughout the performance, King of Kowloon shall feel free to switch between taking care of his shelter, writing calligraphy, and resting. He may be interacting with other characters and the audience, or not. The bilingual King of Kowloon remains silent throughout the performance. Here are some suggestions for what he could be writing as his slogans. If you are not confused, you are misinformed. Is there life before death? I doubt, therefore I might be. Memory is a thing we forget with. Today is the tomorrow you worried about yesterday. Through a hatchway on the floor, a strange robotic buzzing creature, half mechanic, half organic, climbs up on the roof. It is alpha, and it is noisy. After a minute, it is already crawling and creeping and treading all over the roof. We soon realize that its four legs are articulated like an animal's and are able to absorb shock from one step to the next. It is perfectly balancing on all four legs. Alpha is the size of a large dog or small mule. Its appearance is something between a young greyhound, an enormous fly, and a militarized alien. Its perfect coordination looks scary. When it hits something, it doesn't fall, but regains its balance. This bionic animal has two antennae, some lights, a camera, a speaker, and sandbag protections on his sides. Throughout the performance, we will see that Alpha can walk through any surfaces without getting damaged, climb, run, keep its balance when kicked, and climb up rubble. After a while of buzzing and purring, through Alpha's speaker, we can hear an excited yet annoyed male voice.
This crap is standing on some of the most expensive real estate on Earth. We are incredibly lucky, boy.
Alpha keeps looking around. It starts sniffing the corners. It pees. The voice again.
First, we demolish the building. Then we rebuild it. Most modern, most efficient stuff. We kick out all the immigrants and other pests. A 4-star hotel, casino, shopping mall, restaurants, cafes, nightclubs, strip club, yoga studio. It'll be the most new and desired lookout of the city. And we can make the new look old.
Me or my friend, who was sitting in the audience, comes up on stage. Excuse me, sir. Don't be offended, but that all sounds very violent. Expat, who is already there, bewildered by the sunset, sighs sadly.
Demolition and renovation are the most popular forms of spatial violence in Hong Kong. Spatial violence is very popular indeed.
Alpha keeps talking through the speaker.
Great and perfect will cleanse meager shops, petty bookshops, and other crap in the area. Little tailors trying to lure you into their businesses. 20th century mummies.
Poor man's nightclub people come up the rooftop, bringing some things. They take stuff for construction from the four corners of the stage and start building up their stalls. On a roof, empty before, now appear wooden metal plastic structures, cables, beer crates for sitting, lights, and decorations. Poor men do not actually pay attention to the conversation of others.
Above all, the poor man's nightclub will be shut down.
The man in the speaker laughs. His laugh sounds very human, but is disturbed by the cyborg's buzz.
Oh, not the poor man's nightclub.
The construction noise, pounding and hammering from installing the stalls, and the sound from the poor men tuning their poor speakers. We hear parts of the expat's monologue. Expat speaks pathetically to himself.
Yes. Nowadays, visitors go to the new lookout. Victoria Peak. A representative place, they say. On the Hong Kong side, though. It's not in Kowloon. No. Chongqing Mansions was too expensive for them to maintain. Too expensive to tear down as well. And I come here because I know this place. I've been living in Hong Kong for 20-odd years. I know things. 20-odd years. It was a paradise on earth when I arrived.
Me or my friend, confused, tries to get the expat's attention. Excuse me, sir. I'm not sure I understand what's going on. Somebody told me that this is going to be like an abandoned lookout of the city. And I like abandonment, so I thought... Expat does not hear me. Me is trying to get the poor men's attention. Excuse me.
Does anybody speak English?
Queenie, who is one of them...
Hello, welcome. My name is Queenie.
Hello. So nice to meet you, Queenie?
Yeah. You wonder why my name is Modern. I am from a good family. My family is Modern. I was 16 years old, and they let me choose my name. Before, my name was Tse Wing Mok. I choose Queenie, like a queen, you know. All modern people in Hong Kong choose modern names.
My ex-wife is called Bunny. Brother's name is Elvis.
Poor men just finished preparing for the rehearsal, and a musical scene from Poor Man's Nightclub starts with a musical theme.
If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said.
Then it shifts to a classic, melancholic Asian tune. They possibly sing a song with Wen Yi To's poem, Perhaps, as lyrics. The performers look sincere and devoted. Meanwhile, somebody starts selling drinks and offering fortune-telling, first for the other characters, eventually also for the audience.
Me silly, but we've กไหนไหนมันละถูกไหนไหนละสร้างบ่มีพี่สายสอนละสร้างบ่มีพี่สายสอนเกิดมาวาสนาสำนีบ่มีไผเอาไปซ่อนบ่อนบ่แค่รักพักแล้วมาถ่ายทอนเหมือนนกแก้วลืมคอนในหลังนอนลืมรังเกิดมาวาสนา
Meanwhile, King of Kowloon has already built his shelter and is writing on big cardboard pieces, not very interested in what is going on. Alpha keeps sniffing around, filming, blinking, and measuring the parameters.All in all, there is a lot of action on the roof, until Alpha dismissively walks over King's calligraphies and causes his shelter to collapse. The King gets angry and tries to catch and destroy the robot by kicking it. Alpha is running away and doing his best in balancing. Finally, the robot finds shelter between me or my friend and the King.Sirs, what is going on here?
That was close. Thanks. Those savages.
This is totally unacceptable. You can't come to a place where people have, I don't know, spent over 50 years and threaten their freedom. You can't...just threaten to demolish their building and destroy their shelters. Look, I don't know who you are and what you're thinking, but you have to acknowledge... You have to acknowledge that the local spontaneous culture here is still alive. It's important that we help it survive.
Oh. I feel like a sick dog with his tongue hanging out.
These people do not need money. They don't need profit. They don't even ask for human conditions. They just want to perform their culture. And you have no right to just dismiss all that. You biorobotic terrorist. Meanwhile, poor men are looking at me with certain irony and soon resume their previous actions. Somebody turns on the gas cooker...and prepares dim sum. In this evening's performance, somebody is played by Chef Jonas Palikas. And in this evening's performance, the role of the gas cooker will be played by the electric hot plate.
You little Euro trash moralist!Are you done? Tell me, what are you gonna do? Show me the Human Rights Declaration? Or call UNESCO for poor and madman's cultural heritage? I advise you not to waste your youth on justice. Look around! See what makes the earth round! New technology, new urban planning, new economy, and neoliberalism are not inherently bad. They're just new. The world is in a state of emergency, and we who want to survive, we must renew it.
Progress. You start talking politics?
And you start talking opinions? Nobody cares about your opinion!
But you are a robot!
You don't have to be human to acquire political meaning. It's enough to be petroleum, cattle fodder, raw material.
There must be something wrong in everything you're saying. Maybe all of it is wrong.
The world has become such an embarrassing place.
No. They have to go. Do they want to stay here? We don't.
No, we don't.
But where can they go?
There might be nowhere to go. But it might be better than to stay.
The poor men nod in agreement.
This is all wrong. All is wrong. These people have traditions. They're creative. They're harmless. They require so little. It would be nothing for the state or a big corporation to make their lives easy, but instead, you're just kicking them out of their last rotten shelter, demolishing everything that has to do with history and culture and building.
I am not agree.
Ah, oh, I know, my friend, I know. It must be hurtful for a Westerner to accept the reality. It probably came to Asia looking for an immaterial and contemplative tradition. A spiritual paradise. But a deeply rooted belief in Hong Kong, you can call it an underground tradition if you like, is that all things can be fixed using the mechanisms of money. To be precise, the mechanisms of making money.
But money is not interested in people. Its logic lies in circulation and accumulation of itself.
I like money. I go to IFC, you know, International Finance Center. We call IFC. It has many shops. It smells good. It has its own odor. You know, all nice buildings in Hong Kong have their own odor.
So, living is no joke. Culture is the joke. Evolution is no joke. Living strives towards survival, towards more living. And all this anomaly, it's not that it's wrong, it just can't survive. It must disappear. Like mad writings of King of Kowloon disappear with every renovated building.
Meanwhile, King of Kowloon finishes his latest cardboard project, some writing in Cantonese and English, with an expansive mind map drawing consisting of symbols for money, city, industry, nature, genitals, and globalization. Expat is still melancholically observant, and the poor men keep preparing the dim sum. From the left side, we hear strange music slowly approaching. The scene follows. Two ultimate cripples, the blind and thwarted hunchback, pushing the armless, who is playing a strange self-made instrument with his feet. Alpha tells something to me or my friend, but we cannot hear what. Then, militantly creeping and crawling, Alpha leaves the roof. We see that one poor man was preparing to sell goldfish. He keeps attaching little plastic bags containing a goldfish each to a wall of one of the stalls. The light catches glimmer of water in dozens of plastic bags.
Buy goldfish. I like goldfish.
I go to Tong Choi Street to buy goldfish. Are many goldfish in plastic bags? Goldfish is pretty. Ah, lady has to be pretty too. I like makeup. Goldfish has pretty eyes. You know, goldfish is a non-competitive species. Should be extinct in nature. It owes its survival really fundamentally to urban culture. Same with pretty women. You know, goldfish like plastic bags. Pretty woman like plastic surgery. Where do you think it went?
Who?
You know, the dog-like monster robot speaking with the voice of a monster human? Why do you think it left?
How could I know?
I think it could be calling the police in order to kick all these people out.
Don't worry. Police is not the biggest problem in Hong Kong. The most they can do is just nicely ask us all to leave.
Alpha told me,
one life is not enough time to have time for everything. I advise you to leave the roof as soon as possible, you naive moralist.
Mm-hmm. Well, you couldn't, even if you wanted to. Not soon, anyway. There's only one elevator for each block of Chongqing mansions.
I thought Hong Kong was the paradise for elevators.
Oh, yeah. It's a paradise, all right, for elevators, escalators, stairs, ramps, boats. Yeah. But this place is special. Only one elevator for each huge block. Now, that's why they call building a fire trap, you see. You don't come to Chongqing if you're in a rush to leave.
While they are talking, the rehearsal of the poor man's nightclub starts again. The performers build the set, hang the background sheet, and put on traditional Cantonese opera costumes. Meanwhile, others rehearse singing, dancing, and martial arts moves. King of Kowloon prepares for the king's role. With their poor but kaleidoscopic costumes and distinctive falsetto singing punctuated by a gong played by one performer and accompanied by a traditional orchestra played through one speaker, the poor man's nightclub rehearses the following symbolic Cantonese opera movements. Round table walking. Horse whip. Pulling the mountains and cloud hand. Small jump. And flying leg.
我方才追住一隻紅蝴蝶，明明見佢飛落你紅裙之下嘅，故而匆忙尋找咋？紅裙之伴。
Me or my friend, fascinated by the rehearsal, call me, I don't know, pre-postmodernist, but I still believe in human integrity. The performance continues, but suddenly, some disturbances occur. First, there is an electrical problem. The lights start burning out.
the speaker sound, starts disconnecting. Then we hear drilling sounds and construction noise overwhelming the opera singing. Finally, the roof starts trembling. The shelters fall apart. Me or my friend lets out a short, desperate scream. Perhaps, by Wen Yi To, translated by Arthur Tse. Perhaps you have wept and wept and can weep no more. Perhaps. Perhaps you ought to sleep a bit. Then don't let the night hawk cough, the frogs croak, or the bats fly. Don't let the sunlight open the curtain onto your eyes. Don't let a cool breeze brush your eyebrows. Ah, no one will be able to startle you awake. I will open an umbrella of dark pines to shelter your sleep. Perhaps you hear earthworms digging in the mud, or listen to the root hairs of small grasses sucking up water. Perhaps this music you are listening to is lovelier than the swearing and cursing noises of men. Then close your eyelids and shut them tight. I will let you sleep. I will let you sleep. I will cover you lightly, lightly with yellow earth. I will slowly, slowly let the ashes of paper money fly.